Hi there, everyone. This is Ava at AvaWaits.com. Huge welcomes to all of you. This is your first $8,000 month. We're going to go deeper into the details of how you can come to that level of income. So $8,000 in 1 month can provide a comfortable lifestyle. It can help you fund your next vacation, provide money to reinvest in projects that will grow your business. And so I'm happy to have all of you here, especially those of you who are aiming for a business income of $8,000 every month. And I'm going to share a lot of details today specifically for months at that level, like months in my own business at that level. I'm going to break it all down so that $8,000 feels way more attainable than you ever thought. Really, like some of these things we're going to be talking about today seem so straightforward, almost obvious, but yet there are some energetic things behind reaching $8,000 a month that we're going to talk about as well. So you're going to learn different ways to reach your first $8,000 a month, and then you'll be able to choose your favorite processes, all based on what feels most blissful for you. I think that is so very important. These days, you know, I'm seeing a lot of online chatter and hearing a lot of things about, you know, become a six-figure business owner, right? Like make your first $100,000 a year in your business. Become a six-figure business owner. And while that is exciting, I think that sometimes we do get really wrapped up in that. And I encourage all of you today to look at your income, and even though $8,000 a month is fantastic, also look and really notice what is that level of income that just makes you feel comfortable and taken care of. And it could be more than $8,000. It might even be less than $8,000, depending on your lifestyle and the needs that you have right now. So we're really going to look at this using $8,000 per month as an example, and then I want you to go ahead and choose the processes that feel best to you. So today we're going to talk about the logistics of an $8,000 a month, and also, like I mentioned, we'll be talking about the energetics behind it. So first, I want to take a few minutes with you. If you could go ahead and get comfortable, sit nice and tall, breathe a few deep breaths, because I think it's important for us to look at what $8,000 a month could mean in your life. And some of you I know have actually created that much already. And some of you maybe that's a dream. And maybe for some of you it feels a little bit far off. So let's first go into the feeling of what it is like to have $8,000 come into your life every single month. I'd like you to, with your pen and paper, go ahead and write down some of the things that having that income of $8,000 each month will cause in your life. So maybe you know that with that sort of income, you can buy a plane ticket to somewhere you've been wanting to travel to. I know I'm really wanting to head back to the Greek islands sometime soon. I'm really wanting to visit Vietnam and some areas in Southeast Asia. So maybe that $8,000 a month is going to let you buy that plane ticket, or maybe it'll let you get your passport. Perhaps that $8,000 in 1 month is going to let you add more money to your savings, whether you are saving for retirement or you are investing in some way or you just simply have a savings. Just notice what that $8,000 a month could let occur in the area of savings. I know that when my business started to create more income for me, I started getting interested in investing and savings and how I could really make my money expand. And the reason that I started studying that is because I knew that there was going to be an excess amount of money coming into my life. Especially with $8,000 a month, there would be an excess there. And I wanted to know what I should do with that excess. So I got into studying a little bit more around investing. And, you know, obviously I'm not an investment professional, but we definitely have people that we can refer you to. But think about that for a minute, right? That $8,000, they could add more money to savings. Or maybe for you it means a new car. And maybe a new car is actually a new car, like from a dealership, or perhaps a new car is just simply buying a used car. And you're wanting to do that. Maybe you're wanting to downsize a little spend a little bit less money each month on gas. Or maybe there is something else that your family needs right now. Maybe it's around education for someone in your family. Perhaps someone in your home is going on maternity leave, and so there is that requirement for more income there. So, you know, something that your family needs. Maybe for you it's a completely new wardrobe. I remember the days when I was first starting my business where I was investing a lot into business education and learning about marketing, learning about how to grow my company. And I didn't let myself buy a lot of clothes for a while, and so I actually got to a point where I was wearing a lot of secondhand used clothing and clothing that was getting a little bit worn around the edges. And I remember that excitement, how exciting it felt to finally be able to buy a completely new wardrobe and to bring in some new pieces of clothing that felt good to wear. And even though that is a physical item there, there is something energetic about that that I really do think raises our vibration and helps us to feel more confident, especially in our businesses. So take a couple minutes now, write down anything else that you really feel that having an $8,000 month of income will cause to change in your life. Any other upgrades that you know it will bring you. And maybe there are some feelings associated with that $8,000 per month. Go ahead and take a couple more minutes to write that down. So just make any notes for yourself. What will this change, having $8,000 in a month? What will it change for you? Okay, so I want to go into some actual real-life data from my months where I created $8,000 worth of new income, and I want to show you how it's possible for you in a lot of different ways, and even though I'm going to be sharing quite a few ways, there are actually so many more ways that $8,000 can be created through a business. There are so many possibilities here. So I'm going to share a few that have come from my experience, and then I know that you may have had an experience around that already, or maybe you've had another way where $8,000 has shown up in your life. So, for example, there was 1 month that I pulled from my records where I had $4,200 come in from a new client, so $4,200. I had about another $1,600 come in from a corporate contract and about another $2,200, so $2,200, from other clients. And I wanted to share a little bit of background on how I put all the sources of income in place. And so one thing is that did not just happen overnight. So I want to really just send all of you some of that soothing energy that some of this can happen overnight, but some of the ways that I'm sharing do take a little bit of time to get established. So I just want you to keep that in mind. So this $8,000 month was one that had taken me a little bit longer time to actually establish, because some of the things that I had put in place in my business to bring that income in were things that I had put in place a year before or a couple months before. So let me share a little bit more about that. So I had mentioned that $4,200 came from a new client, and, you know, to attract clients, I had been, for months before then, I had been doing interviews with my colleagues, and so I would invite a colleague on, I would interview them, I would ask them for information about different topics, and what that did, doing those interviews, is it put me in front of a larger audience where new potential clients could learn about my services. And it meant that the person that I was interviewing, they were promoting the interview just as much as I was promoting the interview. So it really got me in front of a wider audience, which was a fantastic way to connect with new potential clients. I had mentioned also that $1,600 came from a corporate contract. And, you know, there are many ways that you can do work through your business right now within an established company. And now this may not be the same thing for everyone, or maybe you don't even want this, but I used to think that to do a corporate contract meant that I needed to dress in a suit and I needed to go talk to CEOs of big, huge companies. And I've come to realize that actually there are a lot of different levels of companies out there, a lot of different styles of big companies, and some of them have a really great company culture these days, where it's not just about suits and greed and all of those things that we have so long, we have just associated corporations with that idea for so long. But I really, really want to encourage us to start thinking of corporations in a very new way, because there are a lot of great companies out there, a lot of really great environmentally conscious companies. And so if you are considering doing corporate contracts of some kind, maybe there is a company that you've actually been a customer of that company, and there's some way for you to come back in and work with that company. Or maybe you know of a company with employees who would definitely benefit from your services. So you could come in, perhaps do a group training, come in and connect with employees one at a time, or maybe there's some other arrangement there. These days with technology, there are so many ways to deliver your expertise, whether it's through video, online training, teleclasses. Again, so many ways that you can deliver your expertise into corporations or larger companies. The one great thing about that, too, is that often, depending on how long a contract is, often that can be some income for you that is pretty consistent. Or consistent maybe over the course of a year or 6 months or however long that contract is. And I found that was really a nice thing to have established in my company, just kind of as a base of income, was doing some corporate contracts. So you could think about that for you. And, keep in mind, too, some corporate contracts, I have a colleague who I interviewed recently, and she helped someone connect with the corporate contract, and it was a contract for $75,000. Fantastic, right? He only needs maybe one, maybe two of those a year to have a really, really fantastic base income. So let me keep going. So I also shared that another $2,200 of that $8,000 a month was from other clients. And these were clients who were already in established client relationships. I had found these clients through networking on social media. I do a lot of networking on Facebook. Sometimes I was sharing testimonials that my previous clients had written. And when I shared those through social media, those testimonials attracted the attention of those new people who would then become clients. So when I talk about that $2,200 that came from other clients during that particular $8,000 month, that money right there, I'm thinking of one of those clients in particular had been working with me for a whole year and a half up until that point of time. So it had already been a really long established client relationship. And there were definitely some skills that I needed to expand on, and I encourage you to get support around some of these skills too if you're still not feeling completely comfortable connecting to private clients, to people who are going to come into group programs of yours if you do group programs. One of the skills that I really needed to learn was to love the money conversation. And that's actually something that I teach through one of my programs called Build a Richer Business, was learning to love the money conversation. Like actually sitting down with someone, talking about money, talking about working together, and not having it be a boring sales conversation, but having it be a place where laughter could happen and excitement could happen. That was really very important. And so now when I connect with potential private clients, it does not feel like a sales conversation. It just feels like a good friend-to-friend conversation. I also had to learn to ask for more money for my services. So this is something that happened to me in the beginning of my business, is I was definitely undercharging, and I would connect with clients, and I think at the time I was charging maybe like $200 to $360 per month. I mean, it was decent, but some of my programs were very, very short, and so it felt like a client would go in and out and they were done. and I was not making enough money to really live comfortably. So I needed to learn to have more confidence around asking for more money for my services. And I know that some of you are at a place where you are feeling way more confident around that right now. Some of you, maybe not quite yet. Maybe you're still just a little bit concerned about what other people will think or if people will actually say yes. We're going to go into that just a little bit more, toward the end of today's call. Okay, so let me share another $8,000 a month. You can sell one $8,000 program and be paid in full. So you have a program that you put together, or maybe it's a collection of products. Again, it just depends on the style of your business. You sell one of those at a price point of $8,000, and that person pays in full. Remember what I mentioned at the beginning of today's call, that some of these would sound really simple? So yes, you can actually just put together a program, charge $8,000 for it, and you will sell it. You will. So now I'm gonna definitely go into some of the energetics around that, because when I say that you will sell that, yes, definitely people do sell $8,000 programs, and there is also an energetic aspect where you have to be ready to receive that much money. So that is very important to keep in mind. Like, it sounds really simple, just put together one $8,000 program and sell it. But if you're not in the right energy around receiving that much money, it can really be very difficult to ever sell one of those programs. But before I go into that, let's take a moment to map out for you in your very specific business that you're in right now. I would love for you to map out what an $8,000 program would look like. Like, if you were to provide services or provide products through your business and the total cost of those was going to be $8,000, I want you to go ahead and write down what that program would look like. Like, what does it include? How much time does someone get to work with you? How long? Like, what's the duration of time? Is it a few months? Maybe it's just 1 month. Maybe it's just 1 day. You have something that you can sell in 1 day for $8,000. Maybe it's a collection of products or a collection of services. So I'd love to know what that $8,000 program would look like for you. And, you know, this is a time to just start imagining it. Please go ahead and take a couple minutes. Write down what your $8,000 program would look like. And I do want to give you a couple minutes, because this is just about stretching the mind quite a bit and looking outside of yourself. Maybe you've never received more than $1,000 per client, and so now I'm asking you to multiply that by 8. What would an $8,000 program look like for you? Go ahead and write that down. I'll give you just a couple more minutes for that. Write down what your $8,000 program would look like. Okay, just take one more minute and start finishing up. So let me share a little bit more about some of the energetics behind an $8,000 program and selling one of those. And again, we're just choosing that number right now because it's the number we're focusing on today. Your program might be $7,000, $5,000, $10,000. So if you've never sold an $8,000 program, I realize that this might feel like a stretch still. And that's why I was encouraging you to write down what your $8,000 program would look like, because I am convinced that every profession out there can have something for sale in the $5,000 to $10,000 range. For example, I know a writing mentor. Every person that she works with, she helps them to write their book and get it published and guides them through that process. She, at least a couple of years ago, charged $20,000 per person that she worked with to help them get their book ready for publishing. I personally know health professionals who have charged anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 per person for a nutrition program. I have paid $17,000 for a business coaching program. That was a six-month-long business coaching program. And so I share those examples because I want you to know that people are actually really exchanging services at this rate. And, you know, what's interesting, too, is I do think that there is a balance between charging a good amount of money and, you know, there's like this kind of fine line balance between charging a good rate and also not outcharging, like where you charge way too much to the point that no one hires you. Because sometimes that definitely does occur, where people, they put a price on something and it's so, there's something about it that feels so outrageous that the person who has priced their service or their product, they don't believe that they're going to receive that much money. And other people around them are like, oh my God, that's so much money. Now, I bring this up because sometimes you really have to just test out a few prices and see how people respond. But I really want you to keep in mind that their response, so the response of someone seeing your prices often mirrors your own beliefs about money and your own beliefs about your value. And so I have an example of that. When I was just starting my business, I had a group program that was available for about $800. And I remember thinking, wow, this feels like a stretch. I'm excited to charge this much. But there was definitely part of me, like me personally, that didn't really believe that I was worth that much. I didn't really believe that people would pay me that much. And absolutely no one signed up for that program. No one signed up for that group. What happened a few years later is as I got more clear about my value, the value I could bring people, as I started playing and really practicing holding larger amounts of money, I had people who would come into group programs and pay $800-something, and it was so much easier. I would fill groups, and they would pay that much to be in a group. And then they would pay several thousand to work privately. So as you expand your view of how valuable you are, others are going to be more willing to buy from you. So I want you to keep that in mind that, you know, you're going to kind of feel that area where it's like you're charging a good amount and you kind of feel like you're on that precipice of, oh, I'm almost overcharging, but this is a good amount, but I'm almost overcharging. You're going to feel that. And so, you know, that is just something for you to really feel into, to just notice when you put a price on something, do you believe that you're going to receive that price, or does it feel so outrageous that you can't even believe it? Because you, honestly, you really have to believe that you will receive that price for something. You really have to believe it. And then people will be willing to buy from you at that level. So you might also be sitting here wondering right now, okay, Ava, if I have an $8,000 package or program available, you know, that feels like a really high price, then I'm not sure if I'm worth it or if I can set a price that high. So there are a few ways where you can really sit next to that price and know that it is a worthy price, that higher price. And there's one way that you can actually start charging higher prices, and that is by increasing your visibility and also increasing your credibility. I have a few ways to do this as well, which I'm about to share with you. So one way to be able to charge higher prices is by increasing your visibility and your credibility. So, for example, you can be featured on television, even if it's a local channel. Once you get onto television, and especially if potential clients see that, they are going to feel, it's almost like they feel like they're in good care, because a TV producer somewhere said, yes, we believe in this person. We are going to vouch for them. We are going to bring them on as a guest. Also, you can charge higher prices if you receive media attention. Media attention in so many ways. It could be video. It could be radio. Media attention maybe through newspapers, whatever type of media attention it is. It could even be online media attention. These are all ways, again, where it's almost like someone else vouching for your value and saying, yes, this business owner, I so believe in what they have to offer that I want to showcase them in my media outlet. Or another way that you can also start charging higher prices is by working with some high-profile clients. And if those clients give you permission to share a little bit about the work that you've done together, fantastic, because other people will see, wow, you've worked with that person? Whoa. So, for example, I have a colleague who a few years ago, she's a tango teacher. She started teaching tango to Christian Northrup. So Dr. Northrup is a writer, a doctor. She writes about women's health, especially from a natural point of view. And you're probably familiar with her. I know I've had several of her books for a while. And when my colleague started teaching her tango, Dr. Northrup left her a testimonial, a written testimonial, as well as a photo. And that testimonial was featured front and center on this tango teacher's website. And it added quite a bit of credibility. I remember when I saw it, I almost, sometimes this happens to me where when I see other people's success, it feels as though I am having that success, and I get just so, so extremely excited for them. And that happened. I was just cheering my colleague on. I was so excited. So if you have worked with someone who is a little bit more of a high-profile client, it could be someone who is high-profile within your community, with your town, with your city, maybe within the United States, whatever country you're living in, but could be someone who is internationally known. It will add a lot of credibility to you and your work, and you can start charging higher prices. So go ahead and write this down with me for a couple minutes. I want you to just imagine who could you take on as a high-profile client. I'd love for you to go ahead and write down a couple ideas. Again, this could be people local to you who are well-known. This could be people who are well-known within your country or the world. Go ahead and write down, who could you take on as a high-profile client? Maybe it's an author. Maybe it's someone on TV. Maybe it's a political official of some sort. Maybe it's another high-profile business owner who's in an industry similar to yours, perhaps. Okay, and go ahead and finish up. And just make any final notes about who that high-profile client might be. Okay, so let me go ahead and continue through all of these ways that you can create an $8,000 month in your business. Okay. The next way, you could sell two programs or packages or, you know, whatever you're putting together, two programs at $4,000 each. So again, right, kind of sounds simple. You know, it would be about you connecting with the right potential clients for those programs. But yeah, you could sell two $4,000 programs every single month. So let me share one of the ways that I often connect to people who end up being private clients and who end up working privately around business and money and marketing with me. So oftentimes what I'll do is I will put together smaller group programs. So I have taught over and over and over again a group program called 30 Days to Release Your Financial Constriction. That's something that we have available. You can actually just buy the recordings anytime. And that is one of many small groups that I have led. Usually the small groups that I lead, they range from somewhere between $300 to $1,000 per person. So they're kind of in that range. It's a really good entry-level range of money. And it makes things really accessible to more people. And often what I'll do is in those groups, if there are people in those groups who I've had a good experience working with already within the group dynamic, that I will invite those students to talk about working with me privately once the group is complete. And so I've done this over and over and over again, and it's been really great to actually sit down and have those private conversations with those clients, with those students in my groups. And then, you know, we get to explore if they want to do some private coaching work. And so they could come into, you know, like for you, if you have a program that's $4,000, you could have those once group students come into some sort of private coaching program that is $4,000. Or maybe you even have a group and the group is $4,000 per person. And what if all you had to do was sell two of those every single month? That's it. Just two. It actually starts to sound really easy, doesn't it? Like you just sell two of them for $4,000. The next opportunity that you have is to sell spots in a group program, and you charge $1,000 for each of these spots, and you sell eight spots in a group program. So you bring eight people into a group program. They each spend $1,000 to come into that group. And there are a few things that I recommend if you're wanting to fill the group. The first is that, you know, I remember when I was in my first, well, maybe I was in my second year of business, I was still growing my newsletter list. I was still getting connected to people who were learning about what I did through my business and still really growing my network of potential clients around me. And so I think maybe I had 200 people on my newsletter list when I started offering group programs. And I quickly realized that that wasn't quite enough people, that was not quite a big enough newsletter list. Now, I'm not saying that that's impossible, because I actually do think that you can really connect with the right people. And I've seen people in their first year of business definitely fill group programs. So it's possible, but I would like to encourage you that if you're wanting to offer a group program, is that you need to make sure that when you debut your program, that you have a launch process that gets you in front of as large of an audience as possible. So let's talk about that launch for a minute. This launch for your group program, it could be through a series of videos. It could be a series of teleclasses where you're sharing information with people and also inviting them into the group. Your launch could actually happen if you are doing television or radio interviews. You could simply have a lot of those lined up on different channels, different media outlets, and do those over the course of a couple weeks as a launch to lead people back to you in your group program. Or your launch could be more behind the scenes, with you actually personally reaching out to people who have worked with you in some way over the years, and then you invite them to your new group program. So there are lots of ways to do this launch. I highly encourage you, if you want to connect with enough potential clients, that you have other people, that you are collaborating with other people during this launch. So ideally, you would be connecting with some of your colleagues, and if they're open to it, they would be sharing your group program with their audience. They'd be talking about you. They'd be helping to promote you. And so, for example, if you have 10 colleagues who you involve in your launch, and they have 1,000 people on their newsletter list, they each have 1,000 people, and they all mail out for you, that is information about your work and your group program in front of about 10,000 people. And that is fantastic. That is the way that you can really start connecting to more potential clients and filling group programs. So again, that's not the only way, but I do encourage you to do your very best to reach as many people as possible when you are wanting to fill a group. And an $8,000 a month could come from you selling those spots that cost $1,000 each, and you just sell 8 of them to 8 amazing people who come into your group program. So another process that I have done, and this either leads to private clients, this can also lead to group clients. I'm actually going to share a few details about, I did this launch, and it was a way mostly to fill some private coaching spots that I had open. And the first time I did this was a couple years ago, and I was filling my group program 30 Days to Release Your Financial Constriction. And I also had some private coaching opportunities. So what I did is I started sending out newsletters that talked about releasing financial constriction and what that meant, what that could do for people. I talked about both perspectives of that, so the struggle of what happens when people are financially constricted, as well as what occurs in their life and what opens up, especially around money, when they release that constriction and open up to the flow of more income. So I did a 10-day launch where I was sending out newsletters. That was the way that I chose to launch at that point. And what happened is, because I was offering release your financial constriction strategy sessions, where I could actually meet with people over the telephone and talk to them about what they needed and talk to them about their own financial constriction, what ended up happening is from those conversations on the phone, it ended up leading to 2 new private clients. And at that time, each of those private clients brought in about $6,000 per person. So it was me simply sending out about 3 to 4 newsletters talking about financial constriction and what that was, what that meant, and offering strategy sessions. So that is something that you can do, is offer free strategy sessions, have those conversations, see where it goes. You'll probably end up connecting to several private clients. And maybe one of those private clients is going to buy your $8,000 program. Or maybe 2 people, maybe they're buying a $4,000 program. Another way that you can start to bring more money into your company on a monthly basis is to encourage people to pay in full. So, of course, you know, I like both. I like when people pay me in full, and I also like when people pay me in payments. I think there are definitely good and good aspects to that, and sometimes drawbacks to that. I do think it is nice, though, to encourage people to pay in full. Often what you can do is you can offer some sort of bonus or maybe even an amount of money saved if someone chooses to pay in full, because most people will – they will do their very best to come up with that pay in full payment and just get it done. Other people need payment plans, and that is fine. You can definitely put together a payment plan. I personally like being paid on a kind of like a drip by drip by drip basis. I think that can be really fun. So most of the time in my company, I would say I have half and half. I have people who pay in full all at once at the beginning, and then I also have, I'd say, at least half of my clients paying more on a monthly basis, or you know, depending on whatever type of payment plan that you put together for someone. When people pay in full, that usually, and this is very ideal, that usually costs less than if people pay through a payment plan. Again, it's to encourage people to pay in full, but honestly, payment plans cost more on your, usually as on your end as a business owner, they cost more to put into place, especially if you have a virtual assistant who's sending out invoices, keeping track of those payments, making sure those payments are due, reminding people about the payments, like there is more work on your part. So that's why usually when people pay in full, it costs less than if they were to pay through a payment plan. So say, for example, you decide that you'd like to sign on every single month. Maybe you have a program, it's $4,000. You want to sign up two people in that $4,000 program every single month. And you know, some of them will pay in full and some of them will do payment plans. But in the end, that should work out to about $8,000 per month, which is awesome. So let me go into energetically preparing for $8,000 a month. Before I do, I'd like you to stretch for a moment. Do a little stretching. A little deep breathing. A few nice deep breaths. Because we've been talking about logistics and a lot of numbers. And now I really want to connect in with you and your energy and energetically preparing for those $8,000 a month. So we're about to go in that. Take one more deep breath. Okay. So one thing that I've noticed is that if you desire $8,000 a month, it's really nice to actually know what you're going to be doing with that $8,000. Now, we started talking about this a little bit already in the beginning of today's call, is what if you had $8,000 income months, what would that be able to do for your life? But I want to take it even a little bit more detailed now. For I want you to imagine right now, if this month that we're in right now was to turn into an $8,000 a month of income for you, I want you to take a minute to write down how that $8,000 will be distributed throughout your life, using like this month right now as very, very, very specific. So perhaps it means with that $8,000 you are going to pay for something new in your business. Maybe you're going to put $1,000 of that in savings. You're probably setting some aside for taxes, or maybe you'll purchase a new service for your business and you'll pay in full for it. So, for example, often with the newsletter services, you can pay in full, and you'll receive a little discount if you pay in full. And so maybe that $8,000, you're going to go take a few hundred dollars and do that. So I want you to take a couple minutes with me right now and to write down specifically, if you made $8,000 right now, this very month, where would that money go to? And please account for all of it. We really want to be detailed, because I found that it's important for money to know that it is going to be going somewhere. Sometimes if a lot of money comes into our lives at once and we have no idea what to do with it, we just kind of fritter it away. But, you know, we've seen this with lottery winners. A lot of money comes in, and then they don't know what they're going to do with it, and it quickly disappears. Not all lottery winners, but some of them who are not prepared. So please write down. If you made $8,000 this month, how would you distribute it throughout your life? I'll give you another minute for that. Just looking at all those details. Maybe you want to restock your pantry, your food pantry. Maybe you want to buy a few books that you've had your eye on for a while. How specifically will you distribute that $8,000 throughout your life if you were to create that much this month? So as we continue looking at how to energetically prepare for $8,000 a month, I'm curious, and you can just answer this in your mind, if you have spent $8,000 at once, if you've ever spent that much money at once, and but I ask this because I'm curious if you know what it feels like to spend that much money, to actually send out that much money. I don't know about you, but I used to make like $5,000 a year before I went into business for myself. I was just working at a little part-time job, finishing some, college degree work, and I made like $5,000 a year at a job. And so the idea of me spending $8,000 for a while was really, it felt crazy huge to me. So have you spent $8,000 at once? Like, do you know what it feels like? Because what I found in my own journey of entrepreneurship is that for me, especially because I really needed to heal my energy around money, I really needed to become more comfortable with both spending money and also receiving money, is that I had to practice spending money. I had to actually practice sending money out with that trust and with that faith that it would come around. And I used to listen to other business people talk about how they would say something that if you want to learn how to make more money, you need to spend money and you need to invest in yourself. And I honestly thought that when they said that, that they were just trying to trick me into buying things from them. And I really didn't realize that for me, one of the ways that I really healed my worries around money was that I decided to send out a lot of money at once, a lot of money. I was making some investments to learn in the areas of business and marketing, and it was very, very important, and it cost a lot of money, a lot more money than I was used to spending. And so I actually ended up sending that out. I remember like there was one day where I, spent I at once just made one payment of $5,500. And that was a good start. And then shortly after that, I had to pay another $2,000. And it was very, very important for me to do that as a healing process. Now, that doesn't mean that all of us have to heal in that way by sending money out. But if you are still right now not feeling comfortable with the idea of $8,000 coming to you every month, maybe it's because you have not handled that much money in one month. Maybe you have yet to actually circulate that much money in one month. So it's just something to think about along the energetics is it's time for you to start handling larger amounts of money. It's time for you to start feeling comfortable with larger amounts of money. One thing that I often ask my private clients is if they will go to jewelry stores. And they'll actually go look at really expensive jewelry. Last year, I got to hold a $30,000 diamond because I wanted to feel what that was like to hold a $30,000 diamond. And so I encourage you to do the same thing. Is start looking at all of those things around you that sell for thousands of dollars and start getting comfortable with them in whatever way that you can. Hold them, touch them, experience them, buy them if you feel moved. So I want to make myself available today to go into more questions about both some of the energetics, like we were just talking about, as well as some of the logistics around having that $8,000 per month of income through your business. So we're going to go ahead and transition over to our Q&A section.